KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks. High school basketball last night around the area in a game you heard here on KJAN, the final regular season game of the year for the Atlantic boys. Their senior night festivities at home, and they came up just shy of a victory as Denison holds on to win 67-64 last night over Atlantic. Denison had a big effort from senior Parker Eller, who had 25 points. 23 points also from senior Spencer Pauly for Denison, leading the charge as Atlantic made a nice furious rally late, had a chance to tie it at the top of the key with a three-pointer from Ryan Hawkins that was just short, and that ended the chance there for the Trojans late as they lose that one. 21 points from Ryan Hawkins leading the way last night for Atlantic. Other scores from action last night in regular season games, it was Carroll defeating Harlan by a score of 63-52. Also in postseason play last night in Class 1A, it was district quarterfinals last night in the sub-state play. And here were some of the final scores around the area. Bedford topped Lenox 68-54. Diagonal beat Mount Air 61-45. Earlham 69-28 over East Union. Adair Casey beat Coon Rapids Baird by a point 49-48. Griswold over Exira EHK 53-40. It was Nottoway Valley over Glidden Ralston 75-42. Peyton Sherdan beat Audubon 59-47. Clarinda Academy over East Mills 50-45. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 71-59. It was Sydney over Riverside 56-36. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 62-49. Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 63-40. Maple Valley Anthon Odo a 78-26 winner over Logan Magnolia. St. Albert beat West Monona 90-80. And Tri-Center over Booyer Valley 74-65 in overtime there to pick up that victory. In Class 2A district semifinals, it was Panorama over West Central Valley 54-21. Shenandoah beat AHSTW 68-58. Trainer was a winner over Underwood 67-39. And IKM Manning topped at Kemper Catholic in a very tight game 71-69. Those Class 1A and 2A teams that were winners will move on to play in, of course, in 1A, the semifinals, the substate semifinals, and then in 2A, the district finals coming up here this next Tuesday is when 1A and 2A teams will be back out on the court. And for Class 3A and 4A boys, they will get their action underway coming up this Monday night. Also turning our attention to what's on the schedule here for the girls, as they'll be back in action here this evening. Well, just one game, I think, was on the regular season schedule last night. Everything else ready for tonight, and a lot of postseason play going on. And in Class 1A, we'll have a game for you here tonight on KJN. It's a regional semifinal as Exira EHK plays host to Glidden Ralston. That one set to tip off at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air just before that to bring you coverage of that one here tonight. Also in that same region, Region 2, it's Marcus Meriden Cleghorn at George Little Rock tonight. In Class 1A, Region 7 semifinal play, Grandview Christian taking on Martinsdale St. Mary's. That's being played at Seidel, and then Mount Air is at Bedford. In Class 1A, Region 8 semifinals, Essex is at Fremont Mills and Tabor, and Ankeny Christian is at Adair Casey. In Class 2A, Region 1 semifinal play, Lawton Bronson at Western Christian, and Council Bluffs St. Albert takes on Logan Magnolia, that game being played in Harlan tonight. Also in Class 2A, Region 7 semifinals, Van Meter is at Panorama, Pella Christian at Des Moines Christian, as that game will be played in Urbandale. And in Class 2A, Region 8 semifinal play, Trainer at IKM Manning and I-35 at Central Decatur, as those are the listings there for 1A and 2A. Those teams that are winners will move on to play finals that will come up on Monday night there in 1A and 2A. Also in Class 3A, Region 8 finals tomorrow. It'll be some games on Saturday for 3A and 4A. And in 3A, it's regional final as Kemper Catholic takes on Harlan. That game being played, Kemper Catholic faces Red Oak. That game being played at Harlan. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Also, a Class 4A Region 7 semifinal play tomorrow as Winterset is at Perry and Creston is at Indianola. And then in Class 4A Region 8 semifinals, it's ADM at Harlan and Glenwood at Council Bluffs Lewis Central. And in 5A Region 2 semifinal play, Abraham Lincoln to Council Bluffs at Dowling Catholic and Ankeny at Ames. all those games tomorrow on Saturday there for 3A and 4A at 7 o'clock. And then their finals for those 4A and 5A schools, regional finals, will be held on Tuesday night. Also, the state wrestling championships continuing at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines here today. It's the second day of the state tournament. And today's schedule will look like this, starting off at 9 o'clock this morning and going until 1 o'clock. It'll be the Class 3A and 2A quarterfinals and second-round consolation action. And then from 2:30 to 5:45, it'll be Class 1A quarterfinals, Class 3A semifinals, and third-round consolation, and also a Class 1A second-round consolation there during that session. And in Class 2A, the semifinals and third-round consolation will be from 7:30 to 8:40 tonight, and then from 8:45 to 10 p.m. tonight, the Class 1A semifinals and third-round consolations, getting things all set up then for the consolation matches in the morning Saturday, and then, of course, the finals on Saturday night. We'll have live coverage for you here on KJN with reports throughout the day today and tomorrow, of course, and then live wall-to-wall coverage of the finals for you as well. Our first report later this morning will come your way at 10:20 after they get started with that session first at 9 o'clock here today. And then we'll have reports throughout the rest of the afternoon here for you at 11:35, 1:15, 4:30, 6:30, 8:30, 9:30, and then around the 10 o'clock hour there as well as they get things wrapped up here this evening. So we'll be listening in. Jim Field has all that coverage for you there from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And we'll be recapping some of those results here for you in just a little bit as well here on our Heartbeat Today program here this morning. So look forward to hearing about how all those wrestlers fared from yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeyes raced out to a big early lead last night in men's hoops and rolled to an 81-47 win over Rutgers in Iowa City. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was able to go deep into his bench as the Hawks improved to 7-6 in the Big Ten.
I mean, it's great to see Dom Ewell go for 9-6. You know, Trey Dickerson gets 6 points. It's good for those two guys. Okeuka gets 3 rebounds. And we out-rebound them, turned them over 19 times. And great night, and enjoy it quickly and on to the next.
McCaffrey says the Hawks did not let up after a fast start. The next one is a Sunday visit to Nebraska.
You know, they're going to play that tough defense. I mean, the crowd is going to be big time. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and it's going to be a hard-fought game. We've got to be ready for that. We've got to be respectful of what this team has done in a short period of time, and we know those guys. And yeah, we're going to have to play well to win.
Jared Utoff led Iowa with 14 points. Aaron White added 13 there in the victory last night, a game that was heard here on KJAN. For the St. Louis Cardinals, the start of spring training happens to coincide with one of the coldest days of winter in Florida history. Pitchers and catchers reported Thursday in 50-degree weather. Of course, we're not feeling sorry for them. The Cardinals are beginning preparations for a run at a fifth consecutive playoff berth, and a dozen pitchers played catch in the chill before the first formal team workout on Friday. Among them were left-hander Jaime Garcia and right-hander Michael Wacha, both coming off injuries. Ace Adam Wainwright made a brief visit to the complex, but he didn't throw. Position players aren't due to report until Tuesday, but some are already in camp, including newcomer Jason Hayward. He was acquired from the Braves in a trade, along with right-hander Jordan Walden. And just ahead of the NBA trading deadline, the Phoenix Suns sent Goran Dragic to Miami, getting 2 first-round picks and a package of players for the Slovenian, a third-team All-NBA selection last season. The Suns filled his spot by acquiring Brandon Knight from Milwaukee in a 3-team deal with Philadelphia, which sent Michael Carter-Williams to the Bucks. The big ticket is going home. Kevin Garnett also has a new address, his original NBA one. The Timberwolves brought him back to Minnesota by sending Thaddeus Young to Brooklyn. Reggie Jackson, who began the season replacing an injured Russell Westbrook, will now step in for the sideline Brandon Jennings in the Motor City. Oklahoma City sent Jackson to Detroit in a 3-way trade that included Utah. And after Jeff Gordon earned the pole for Sunday's Daytona 500 last weekend, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jimmy Johnson winning their respective dual qualifiers last night, Danica Patrick needed a push from teammate Kurt Busch for the final 2 laps of Thursday night's second 150-mile Budweiser duel to make the Daytona 500 field. And San Francisco Giants manager Bruce Bochy underwent a heart procedure to insert 2 stents and will be hospitalized until Friday. The Giants say their medical staff has been monitoring their 60-year-old manager's heart after he experienced some discomfort as the reigning World Series champions reported to Arizona in their spring training site. That's a look at some of the latest sports here for you this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.